Jeff, thanks for joining us this week. We are following up on a story regarding recycling. Now, we talked recently about the Silver City Town Council taking action on recycling. Now, what you've been working on, it appears that this may go countywide. Can you share the latest?
That's right. In fact, the town manager for Silver City, Alex Brown, is also the chairman of the Southwest Solid Waste Authority, who operates the landfill in Grant County. And his decision to end the contract with Friedman Recycling, which was taking all of Silver City and Grant County's single-stream recycling, ending that contract also means that folks in Grant County, except for Hachita, will no longer have the ability to drop off single-stream recycling at their transfer stations. And people will be able to recycle clean cardboard at transfer stations and at the landfill, and also will be able to take aluminum cans and tin cans to the landfill only to be recycled.
So what's the reaction there with this news?
People are disappointed. There's been a lot of education over the years, money spent on education over the years to, you know, get people into the practice of recycling. Morris Friedman from Friedman Recycling, in an interview, he told the Daily Press that he is concerned that if municipalities like Silver City ditch their recycling programs, it's going to be very difficult to bring them back. Once you give people the okay to throw their recyclables into the trash, he said that's a hard switch to flip.
Okay, thanks for that. Now I want to move on and talk about another issue. Folks in the county are trying to figure out a solution regarding people being released from the Grant County Detention Center, which is located miles outside of Silver City. What is going on with that?
Yes, for years, the county has declined to give anybody who needs it a ride from the detention center. And this is due to concerns that the county might run afoul of the New Mexico State Constitution anti-donation clause, which prohibits donations to private individuals, private businesses. And because of this, some folks that are not able to arrange a ride from the detention center end up walking miles back into Silver City when they are released from the detention center. This has some neighbors in the Ridge Road area outside Silver City quite concerned. The sheriff here, Sheriff Frank Gomez, reports that there aren't any problems. The sheriff's department hasn't actually had any problems with folks who were released from the detention center. But they do get nuisance calls, suspicious activity calls, and it's just on people's minds in that neighborhood. So it appears that the county commission has found an anonymous donor who is going to donate some tickets to the local ride service, Corey Caminos, and jail administrators will be able to hand those out as they see fit to help people get where they need to go when they're released from the detention center.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for the update. We are going to go to CP Thompson now with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. CP, now you've been doing some reporting on a possible lease agreement with Santa Clara and the state. Is this a done deal yet?
This isn't a done deal yet. Santa Clara still has to write the lease, and then after that, negotiate terms with the state, and then annexation of the Fort Baird of a few buildings of Fort Baird property will be handed over to Santa Clara.
This is something that's kind of been going on for years, right? People have been trying to figure out what to do with the historic Fort Baird property.
Right. For at least 10 years, Santa Clara has been requesting control of historic Fort Baird, but things haven't gone their way. But with the new administration, things seem to be picking up now, and it's shown this year. There's been a few meetings before Monday's meeting where Fort Baird has been discussed. So the new administration has really been supportive of Santa Clara taking control of a few acres in Fort Baird.
CP, thanks for updating us.
Thank you.